Hey everybody, and welcome to Did You Know with me and Dexter. So, Did You Know is all about learning different phrases and meanings and where everything come from. And today I know that Dexter has got a really good one for us. So, what is it today then, Dexter?
Well, it came about by a conversation that I had with my niece. We were going out to lunch, and we were sitting down, and I said, we're going to do this thing about understanding where words and phrases come from. And she said, there's one that I really don't understand, and that's pop your clogs.
I mean, it's today, doesn't it?
Well, it has become that. Somebody who passes, they're said to pop your clogs. But
Yeah.
actually, it comes from the 1920s when
Right.
the majority of factory workers wore clogs. And it's not
Okay.
necessarily from Holland. That was the mode of wear for factory workers and for poor people.
So wooden shoes, basically, is what
Wooden
it is.
shoes with a
Yeah.
base of wooden shoes. And I suppose it's wooden because then it's easier to stand on. And it was cheaper than having rubber shoes or even leather shoes, for goodness sake. But
Right.
the idea of popping your clogs was when somebody was very poor and somebody either died, and there's where the connotation comes in, is that they used to sell the shoes down the pawnbrokers.
Oh,
So,
right. So, right. Okay. So it was basically, it's nothing to do with death then.
well, no,
But it has
other
become.
than if somebody does pass and then they sell their worldly goods, because at that time people were very, very poor. So, but effectively, pop means pawn. And you know that song, Pop Goes the Weasel?
Yeah.
I think it was Anthony Newley, wasn't it, that sang that?
I have no idea. I'm rubbish at music quizzes.
Right. Well, I think it was Up and Down the City Road, In and Out of the Weasel. Which was the
Must be a
pub.
pub, yeah.
Then go pop goes the weasel. And what they used to do is sell their product, their goods, to the pawnbroker so that they could
So
go
they
back
can.
into the pub.
I
So
see.
popping doesn't necessarily mean dying, it means pawning,
Pawning.
whatever it is.
That's absolutely fascinating. So there we are, ladies and gentlemen. You've got two for one there. Pop goes the weasel and poppy clogs. So,
Well, it closed.
yeah. So, well, that's absolutely fascinating. Be sure to tune in, like, subscribe, comment. If you've got any questions you want to ask us, then by all means, pop them in the comments. If you've got any phrases we'd like to cover, then please let us know in the comment section. And yes, as you can see, this is a Christmassy edition. So, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We will be posting weekly as usual, and we will see you later. Cheers then. Thanks, Dexter.
My
Ta-ra.
pleasure. See you soon. Bye.